No gavel. She's got a pound on the table with her
hand. Here's your water bottle.
I'm going to call this meeting to order. We're going to have an invocation by John Stasny and a pledge by Joe Davis. Please stand.
Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity to meet tonight and take part in our local town advisory board. We're grateful for our freedoms, and we're grateful for the opportunity we have to speak to one another about those things which we hold dear to ourselves as rights and privileges of this great nation. We pray that thy spirit will be with us, that it will watch over and bless us and help us to be kind to one another as we discuss those things that come before us. And we say these things and pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I'm Marjorie Holland. I'm the chairperson of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Kristen Pearson. I'm vice chairman.
Lois Hall, board member.
Jean Houston, board member.
Megan Porter, board member.
Janice with Marilyn Patrick's office.
Okay, the first thing is public comment. Anyone that wishes to make public comment about something that's on the agenda tonight that doesn't have time to stay until the end for public comment can get up now and come to the podium and be heard. State their name, spell their last name for the record, and be heard. Nobody wants to come up. Okay. We'll go for a approval of the July 31st minutes. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the July 31st minutes.
Okay, we have a motion on the table to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We have a motion for the approval of the agenda for August 14th.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the table for the approval of the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have informational items. Cal Payne to discuss airport road alignment within the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board for discussion only. Cal, you want to get up and state your address?
Calvin Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. I'm just here to see what you knew about the realignment of the airport road. I talked to the engineer with McCarran, and they said they're going into design right now and plan on moving it in September sometime, starting construction. And I just wondered what you knew about it, or the town board knew about it.
I know we talked about it
so
before.
So, Madam Chair, I'll tell you what I know. Hi, Cal. The map that's in your packet, and I don't know if it's out for folks, is this is a Department of Aviation design. This is the Department of Aviation is getting the road because of the FAA away from the runway. This first from Cooper Street, which looks like it's going directly to the runway, that's probably not going to happen. They're in discussions with the Department of Aviation right now. So you see this second colored map that you have. There's asphalt that goes through two properties right now. Before my time, I don't know how long it's been there. I don't know whose asphalt it was, but there's a good chance this is going to remain on Cooper Street. There'll be a stop sign. You can go left or right on Mormon Mesa, and then you can get back to Cooper Street, and then it'll run along the easement that the airport's going to give us.
I've given all of the easements, both sides and on the north side of all of those. And we went through this with the town board before and was going to pave it, and the town board turned it down. They wanted the whole thing done with the network right there in that intersection.
Well,
to get off my property. They've been on there. Well, I bought it.
Right.
The road was on there when I bought it 27 years ago. And I've been trying to get the county to get it off there because
yep.
I give all the easements, but they, I tell them I'm going to tear it up. They says you'll put it back. They claim a prescriptive easement across there because it's been there for, I don't know how many years. I know it's been there 27 because it was there when I bought it.
Right.
And we've been trying to get it off there since.
It's coming off.
And they've got the easements, but the county won't move on it.
They will. And that asphalt from Cooper up to Mormon Mesa, that'll all be removed by the county.
The what?
It'll all be removed by the county.
Off my property?
Yep.
Okay. When will this happen?
So they're telling me it's going to be another 6 to 12 months before the Department of Aviation is done with the design and the meetings and the blah, blah, blah. So construction should be within the next 24 months.
I talked to them.
I always give you worst case scenario.
I talked to Michael Lai, who's in the engineering department. He said they was they're starting design and they figured they'll be in construction by September of next year.
Of next year, that will be fabulous.
That's kind of what he said. He wasn't promising it, but
right.
when I talked to him, that's what he told me.
Yeah.
And then they will remove the asphalt they put on my property and
yes.
On the other property.
Yep.
It's just a small piece there.
It's yep, just a small piece.
On Herman's property.
Yep. And then it'll be up to you and whoever owns over here, and I don't have an answer from the assessor yet. If they go with the Cooper that's there, y'all can vacate that piece, and then you get your land back, and there will be no road there. But that's not a discussion for today because it's not on the agenda.
So you're talking about where okay. Cooper went straight through.
Is that Moffitt
Street? When you look at this map, it shows that Cooper would go
straight.
Here. I think it would be a speedway, and then it literally would T-bone right into almost where the runway is, where they don't want us. Mm-hmm. So if they stay on the not the one that goes through Cal's property, but the one to the east of it, that Cooper Street. Stop sign, then you got to make a right to get back to Cooper Street. That's going to mitigate traffic. It's going to mitigate the speed. And this right-of-way, Cal's right, we have the right-of-way right there. They could then come in and ask for a vacation and get that land back. I just got to make sure that that second piece that has the PM number on it isn't going to be landlocked. It has to be able to have an ingress, egress, and an address on a street. The top one could use Ramos Ranch, but that bottom one, I'm waiting for an answer from the assessor. But this is happening. The airport road alignment is happening. We are getting off of their land where we have
so
been.
So you'll have updates when we get the engineering done?
Yeah, I've told Amelia to keep in touch with the, you know, when they told me who the engineer is, Cal, and I apologize, I don't have that in front of me. But she's keeping in touch with them to get information as she can, and she'll share it.
Okay, that's all I just wanted to see what.
It's been a long time, I apologize, but they're getting off your land. And they'll take their asphalt with them. You won't have to deal with that. It'll be back to dirt.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
And you keep in touch with Amelia, because I've been bugging her to keep communication lines open.
Yeah, he said he'd keep me on the engineering list to send me information of where they have.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, under planning and zoning, we have WS 190550, O'Reilly Auto Enterprises, LLC. Waiver of development standards for the following. 1, alternative driveway geometrics. And 2, allowing for parking between buildings and right-of-way. Design review for retail commercial building on 1.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the west side of Moapa Valley Boulevard.
Big voice. Sorry.
Moapa Valley Boulevard and the north side of Benelli Avenue within Moapa Valley for discussion and possible action.
Hello, Eric Ritz, 3203 East Warm Springs, Suite 400, Las Vegas, 89120. Here on behalf of O'Reilly Auto Parts. So O'Reilly is proposing their standard general retail auto part building on the parcel just around the corner here between Benelli and Moapa Valley Boulevard. This is a corporate O'Reilly, so it's the same one that they build all over the United States. They do a metal building with stick frame and stucco around it. They've been working on this one for quite a while. I think they bought the land about 6 months ago, and then they have an architect that's actually out of Missouri that does all this stuff. I'm just the local person that they asked to come represent the item for them. So they've come up with a site plan, trying their best to satisfy Public Works with the driveways. I mean, there is three pan-type driveways that access this property now. Of course, those are no good anymore. You know, Public Works doesn't allow those. So we were going to remove all those, and O'Reilly wants the building oriented so all the customers can see it from the street. So this is the orientation that they chose. They're meeting all the parking requirements. They're not filling up the whole lot. They're just doing the through circulation to meet, you know, Clark County Fire Code. So they have the two access points. If we get through and you guys are happy with it, then there actually been a request to reach out to the people that own the lot that the post office is on and do a joint driveway, but I don't know if that'll really work because most of the parking for the post office is right where the joint driveway would have to go. But we'll see what happens here today, and then the O'Reilly folks will reach out to them. I don't think staff had any other real comments on the site plan other than just trying to move the driveways to meet all the codes. This parcel is on a funky little corner there. As far as building elevations go, it's the standard O'Reilly as you see everywhere. They are, you know, doing their normal colors with their green O'Reilly symbol that they have all over the United States. And then real light colors to not look too bad. And then they were required to add some stone on it and just a small storefront. And they do finish all four sides with all the paint and stone like that's required, like if you're in town. I don't think staff had any comments on any of the colors or the look of the building. And the landscape plan, they're complying with everything as required by Title 30. You know, lots of trees, and there'll actually be lots of open space down there on the corner, because that's not really usable right there on the corner. So with that being said, all any questions anybody has, I'll be able to try to answer them. And I can flip back to any of the pages that you would like.
Does the board have any questions? Does the audience have any questions?
Ralph Sturito, Logandale. Yeah. Okay, you're going to put it on the corner of Benelli and Moapa.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you? Are you going to have a loading area, or are you going to?
Yes. Yeah, so the way that they have this designed is, you know, there's a through street here, and they did extra wide drive. I'm going to go back to it. Standard drive aisle is only 24 feet. They actually, you're doing 29 feet. And then up here, there's actually a large area in front of these spaces. These are more, this is where their roll-up door would go, and this is where any trucks would park. So they have a lot of space out here outside of the turning radiuses for the main axis. So that's what all this little area is over here.
Okay.
And it's off of Moapa. And so there's...
Where's Benelli?
Benelli's down here. So here's the corner.
And then, in essence, you're up by, I thought you were at the corner of Benelli and...
Yeah, so here's Moapa Valley and here's Benelli.
Okay.
Here's the gas station and here's the...
No. Where is your building? Your building isn't at it.
The building
so
is right
behind.
Here.
So you're...
Yep,
and you can't come in through the back of the post office to your...
Well, as they said, we're going to reach out. So the post office is here. These are the little apartments. The post office is over here. This is where Public Works suggested to reach out to the post office and have a joint driveway right here. But it would, I mean, you're only talking about moving that driveway like 30 feet, 40 feet this way.
Okay, but, okay, then you're going to have to make an exit to that property behind those apartment buildings then. Because if you got a big 53-footer coming in there.
There is an exit, so a truck can drive straight through right here. There's an exit on Benelli and an exit on Moapa. So almost a straight shot. There's a little curve right there. And there's actually three pan-type driveways there right now. There's two on Moapa, one on Benelli. So we're taking out the pan-type driveway that's on Benelli now and putting in the radius-type driveway that's required. And then removing the two pan-type driveways that are like right here and right here and moving it all the way back up here.
Okay.
And they do their test fits with the truck. But these are all, and these are 30-foot wide drive-aisles. Most drive-aisles are only 24 feet. So they're doing a lot wider, and they have all the fire truck radiuses as required.
You know,
to meet the big ladder trucks if you're in town.
Fire trucks right now. I'm interested in.
He's a retired truck driver. That's why he's doing it.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the audience? Okay. Do I hear a motion on this?
I'll make a motion. We accept WS
19050. These are the minutes. That's the minutes.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. WS 190550. Granting them the waiver of standard developments. And accepting the design review.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No? Okay.
September 3rd, Planning Commission.
Yep.
Town. And you can take off.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay, general business. Clark County requests the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board to nominate a representative and an alternate for the 2019-2020 Community Development Advisory Committee, CDAC, for discussion and possible action.
Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Jean,
same
I guess.
People was for the last
100 years?
Yeah. So Gene's going to be the...
And Ann Markle will be the alternate.
So Marjorie, if you would make a motion to appoint Gene and Ann as the alternate.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to appoint Gene as the primary and Ann Markle as the alternate. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Thank you, Gene.
I think this coming year is the 5-year. I think it's the year for the grants for the CDBG.
Good.
And so it's just something to think about. In this thing that I go to every year, it's basically put money out there for underprivileged areas, to build up areas and stuff like that. It's also for rapid rehousing. It's also for like Kapalapa and other places to take care of people that need a place, you know, homeless, some of those other things. And they got different funds. Well, the biggest fund they have that's in the multi-millions, you know, 20, 30, 40 million, is the CDBG they do every 5 years. And that's where they...
In specific areas.
It is. So in our area, it's over. It's right by the middle school.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the area that could use those funds, for example. And they build, like, Parkdale, Park Rec, they built that facility. They built the one over off of Walnut.
Do they do the... They go on a field trip?
Yeah, they do every year.
Yeah. They ever come up here?
But my point being is Kapalapa's never been there, and I don't know why.
Okay.
That's somebody that could get, I mean, because it depends on what type of projects they're asking for, but some of those funds, the least amount of money they have is for the homeless. They got about 500,000 each year. and it goes, you got like 20, 30 different, you got Salvation Army and Catholic Charities and Helping Hand and all these different people come in for that. But the bigger funds are in the projects where they build stuff, whether they're building assisted living type housing and stuff like that. And then the CDBG is the biggest part. And that happens every 5 years, and that'll be this year. So if we have a project, the last time we put in a project was to upgrade the Overton, the pool area, and put a bathroom out there that was next to the pool, which they don't have. And so that was the project that we submitted, I think it was like 10 years ago.
And it wasn't chosen?
No, it wasn't. And that's back when we tried to do something with the senior center, and then it got turned into another deal when Woodbury got involved, and then they built the one that we have here now.
Okay. Well, yeah, so we got to start thinking about
the project. Just something to think about is coming up, and if we got a project that we can, someone's got a good idea or something that would fit in that area right over there, it's something we can think about.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing it again.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. That's bigger.
Do you know the limits of the area, like the streets?
Yeah, I do, but I don't have it with me. They have a colored map that shows just areas. But
the eligible areas.
Eligible areas, but it has to be, medium incomes have to be below a certain level. And that happens to be really the only thing that we have out here is right, that area right around by the middle school that qualifies for those types of funds.
Amelia's on vacation this week. When she comes back next week, she can put it in your next packet.
Right, and then we'll get a picture of that. And it, like I said, it just, you got to think out of the box and stuff. They build lots of different things. So I've even seen where they've done communities, like old neighborhoods, and went in there and put sidewalks and lights in and stuff and beautified it and made it look better just to make that whole area be, you know, look better. Pave the streets.
That helps to push down crime.
Okay, yeah,
when it ain't dark and dreary.
Right.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, it can be lots of things.
Okay.
Okay.
Review and finalize FY 2020 and 2021 budget request and take public comment on the budget request for discussion and possible action.
So is this the final time, because we've heard it?
It is.
Three or four times?
Yep, three times, and next year it's going to be just two times. So I'm assuming that's why everyone's here.
So why don't we turn it to the public, since we got more people here than we've ever had.
Yes.
Well, no, when we had the horse deal, we had a...
Yeah, I remember that one.
And there's a few times we get a lot of folks here, but...
Standing room only then, yeah.
Yeah, so why don't we turn it to them and find out what they're here about.
Okay, I'll turn the time over to the public.
Pop up.
Pop up to the podium. State your name, spell your last name, state your address.
And what is it you're looking to have put on the budget for capital improvements?
That's why everybody's here. Maybe they're just here to observe.
You guys just here because you like coming? Or?
Hi, I'm Alexandria Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, and I'm here to put on the budget the covered arena at the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do I have to do anything else?
Well, no, that's already on there.
That's
on
okay.
there, but
well,
I thought maybe you're just here for support of that.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Is that everybody?
Yeah. We have a big group of us.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm good for that.
Right now, that's number two on our
that's
parks
pretty,
and recreation.
We have the ball fields and that. Uh-huh. That's the first two.
So they're not talking about the ones on the parks and recreation fixed and covered rodeo arena. They're talking about the cover on an arena.
I know what they're talking
that
about.
That we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. An arena that doesn't exist?
That, well,
not
we have
the bleachers.
Not the bleachers. A cover on either one of the existing arenas or building another arena to put a cover on. So, and you know, remember a couple of weeks ago, I don't know how long ago it was, we got the Horseman Park covered arena estimate.
Right, we got a budget. What was the dollar figure?
So it was over $4 million, but when I went through it, I was able to chop off $2 million without having a whole lot of experience at this. Because we're not asking for sprinklers, we're not asking for bleachers, we're not asking for...
I'm asking for bleachers.
Well, your bleachers on the main rodeo arena, right?
I'm asking to fix them. I definitely don't like
it. But on the covered part, where we got the estimate, yes, we weren't asking for bleachers, we're not asking for sprinklers, so that's how I was able to chop off over $2 million on that estimate. With someone who has more experience and knows more about what, they could probably chop more off of that estimate.
But so you're talking about something other than number two?
I'm talking about the one that's on the back page we discussed on 6/12/19.
But so the parks and rec current budget, yeah, that one. You're talking about adding a number eight.
Correct.
And it would be an entirely new arena where?
It doesn't have to be a new arena. It could be the practice arena that they've got two. They've got the main rodeo arena, and then there's the one further back. So we could put a cover on that one. Or if Parks and Rec has land, like somewhere, we could build a whole other arena. But I'm good just putting a cover on that back one.
You all know this isn't anytime soon. You realize that. Mm-hmm. Just by putting it on here doesn't make it happen, unfortunately. We've been waiting a lot of years for the stuff on here. We don't generate the revenue out here. We talked about that at the last meeting.
But it won't even happen if we don't put it on.
Correct.
Okay, one of these is a new covered arena or cover existing arena. We discussed both of those. So which are we going to do, a new covered arena or cover the existing arena?
Well, what I heard was cover one of the practice arenas.
There's only two.
We have both options on the back page. Yeah.
John Statsman.
Got to stand up.
You do not.
Thank you. So we're talking about something like Lone Mountain Equestrian.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's a
passive arena.
A metal structure.
Open to the public.
Covers an arena underneath that completely. And it has the lighting up within the roof of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we're.
I don't even care at this moment if I have lighting. I just want a covered arena so I don't sweat my butt off while I'm trying to practice.
It's an open metal building, much like the pavilions.
Yes.
On the fairgrounds, but much
yes.
larger to house an arena. So, okay, just making sure that that's what, so everybody's on the same page.
May I ask John?
Sure.
Is there space on the existing fairgrounds that could be allotted to that type of arena that you know of?
The grounds are cleared right now. This is just my opinion as a county employee. Not the grounds are cleared, but above it, to the east of it, there's the sand hills,
okay,
which
are
owned
of
by the county.
Well, anything you do, because you're talking about trying to get something built in our lifetime, and the more you put to that, if you're going to build a whole set of arenas and put the fences in and everything that you do the arenas, we're lucky to get projects that get done that are for a bathroom that they're charging $500,000 for a block bathroom with these stainless steel toilets in it. That's $500,000, and she cut $2 million off of that, but I'm suspect. I believe that type of thing is going to cost every bit of $3 or $4 million.
Well, I like the proposal on the upper arena right now. If the lights were removed from that, that would be an ideal facility to do that at. There could be modifications, but I'm just saying it's on relatively flat ground. It'd have to be a level.
So you want it more for the practice than you do for the actual rodeo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But for the local people, there again, for the local community, it might be a positive trade-off, just because the rodeo doesn't film there during the fair anyhow. That's kind of just a warm-up arena at the
right.
fair as well.
I understand.
But the local people would be able to use that year-round outside of that, and that would be just a positive attribute to our community. That's all I'm saying.
And
that's exactly what I'm looking for.
And it wouldn't hinder the fair, because they would still use that for a warm-up arena
sure.
during the fair. It just would be covered.
Mm-hmm.
As far as filming and the actual rodeo, that's still going to be down in the arena. That's why I say that would be a viable, my opinion, that would be a viable solution
sure.
for an entity.
And they got no problem. It's on the list, but you're saying it's like number eight or something.
It would be number eight.
It would be number eight.
We need to discuss, though, if we want a new covered arena or a cover the existing arena.
Oh, so we have both?
We have both on there, and it's and or. It's or there.
Yeah.
And we need to add it as number 8, whichever one we decide to go for.
Much more feasible to go with the covered existing arena.
Yeah, I know.
More feasible if you think you're going to get it. That's right. What I'm talking about.
Well, and so that's always the difficult discussion in a small town, right? I mean, at what point do we knock on everybody's door to find out if you've got $5 million, what activities, recreation, use, whatever words you want to use, is going to benefit the most folks? Because we could fill this four corners of this room with people that each want something that the other group couldn't care less. Obviously, I heard there was something on Facebook or whatever crazy social media folks use, which is why you folks are here tonight. When, as Jean said, we never have people at the town board. So you've got... except for the Doritos. You have to have permission to not be there.
Usually we have like 4 people here, so that's why it's just fun. You know, everybody's here, so
yeah.
Love having you.
But, you know, and then...
There's another route, just so you guys understand that. Like, for example, there's been a push 2 or 3 times now for a rec center, indoor swimming pool, and the whole shebang. And that can happen if you guys are willing to tax yourself. Mm-hmm. If we're willing, as a community, like they did in Moapa, to get their rec center, they imposed a property tax on everybody in that valley across on the other side of the freeway so they could do a rec center that they got built over there and a splash pad and some of those things. They're willing to tax themselves to do that. That would give you a better opportunity to get something of that magnitude built in this valley, but it'd have to be something that we would do valley-wide. Everybody would be affected. And that's still a possibility. That's something that we could discuss and put it out in the paper and then have people come and put a vote together or whatever we do. I don't know how you get your consensus, but it would be something that we'd have to be willing to do. But you remember, you're going to be affecting every person that owns a piece of property in this valley. Because it's just like the TV district. They put a tax, $25 on everybody's property bill in this whole valley. It would be similar to that. It would be a tax that would be added to everybody that owns property. And some people got a lot of property, you know, and they don't even have anything on it. But they would be taxed based on the property that they own.
Do you hear that, Cal?
It has to be on the ballot, so the community gets to vote.
Yeah, so it would be something, but that's something that people could take out, you know, that, okay, we want to do... Or we want to finish the sport complex, for example, that we have, but we want to make it all the way. Because it's supposed to have soccer fields and big old jogging trail goes around it, a bike park, and a whole bunch of things. It's been on there since James used to be park and rec. I'd seen the map when I first started on this 20-some-odd years ago. But it's not built. We got a couple ball fields, and eventually they gave us a bathroom, but it takes years to get that. Just like the walking trail that we had, that started almost 20 years ago. And we finally got that asphalt path between the schools. But that's just something I bring up to a group like this, something to think about. But people, of course, don't want to pay more taxes most often. But I know that's what Moapa did to get what they have. They've taxed themselves to get that. So it's just something to think about. I guess the reason I bring it up, because the bigger that project is, and I don't know what the shade's going to cost. I know we just doing those park shades that we do, and they're over $1 million to put them posts up and put those fancy little wing-looking things that stretch out, and they're over $1 million. And it's all public works stuff, but this will be public works. It'll be prevailing public works with all kinds of costs added to it. So it's going to be a bunch. It's a chunk of change. Unless we can build it, have someone build that locally and then donate it to the county. In other words, we figure out some way to get the funds, build it for a normal price, and then turn it over to them. But other than that...
That or the horse trading that goes on if we actually have a developer who wants to come to town and build something.
And the reason I give the example of the bathrooms, the fairground bathrooms cost $500,000. I mean... And I know I could build a pretty fancy house for that. And we got a brick bathroom with some toilets in it. And it was $500,000 just to build that through the county.
There's a concession stand with the
So just a thought.
And I'm still open to discussion. Is it just
you? You know, if you want to say something, speak up. Now's the time to do it.
I was at Dory Street in Loganville. I was just going to say, if it came down to the choice of new versus current, it makes obviously more sense to me to cover an existing area, to make a practice arena for all our equestrian people who are sweltering in this heat. It makes less cost. What cost? I don't know, but obviously less cost than building one. So I would think the option would be to cover an existing area to create a covered practice arena.
Put it on the list. I'm just trying to give you a timeline. I'm hoping your grandkids get to use it. That's where I'm at. Because right now, my kids didn't get to use none of that bike path. It's my grandkids that are riding on it now. And that's how long it took to get that done.
Can I ask on number
Brenda? Brenda's local Logan Down. On that number two on there, the covering the bleachers, it's number two on the list. It's
right.
Song.
That's for the bleachers.
There is no timeline.
I'm just saying, if it's number two, estimation, I'm not going to hold it.
Here's the other thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but they don't go in that order.
It doesn't. Okay.
Typically, they look at it and say, well, I got enough money to do number six. And so they'll pick that out of the group, and they'll build number six because that happens to be on our list, and they got enough change to put together a bathroom or something.
So it's not a matter of being up on
it. Well, it should be, but usually the big ones are the first ones sometimes, and there's a ton of money, and then, of course, they never get to that dollar figure. And so they skip over some of that to build some stuff that we can afford.
Madam Chair, number four, the commercial subjects for the fairground, is that for RV dumping?
I think it is for the RV park that's up there.
Because we're trying hard. If Terrible Herbs will ever get going in Glendale, we're trying to get them to install the septic. And then the fairgrounds could make up a little card, or when folks use an RV spot, to let them know, you just hook down one exit from the freeway and you can dump over there. So we may be able to have something a little bit closer.
That's also something we wanted to do at Cal's. We have right nearby our propane, if we could hook into septic. We want to be able to offer that.
To dump. Can you dump into sewer?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. They just have to pay the EDUs, but absolutely. That would be, because the problem with doing commercial septic for RVs, because on the RV weekends that people come out, it's inundated. And so no matter how big you build it, they end up having issues. And that's, like on a holiday weekend, and then you get all these folks going by, and then pretty soon they're shutting them down because they're septic and they're full and they can't take anymore. If you have a hook to the sewer, much better deal.
Just goes down to the sewer.
And Water Rec would like that. Mm-hmm. Why don't you look into that, Lois?
Help me.
Okay. It's on the list.
Okay, so are we going to accept or reject the new covered arena?
No, I think we ought to put it on there. We've had more people here tonight than we've had most nights. We ought to put it on there.
The new arena?
Existing. What do you guys think?
Existing arena?
Okay.
So this is your final, so you'll be voting on this, and then it goes to John and his people and RPM. And
one of the pushes I have is for the rodeo is to get the walkway down below the bleachers and get a real handicap area.
Yes.
And then so when you're at the rodeo, people aren't walking in front of you the whole rodeo, coming in and out during the rodeo. Get that walkway down, have a ramp to a handicap area, and then the rest of them come upstairs to get up to where you go up the deal. And if we could do something like that, it'd be much, much better than what we have.
Can we put it under ADA?
It's going to have to be ADA, but that's what the handicap area is for. You mean talk about the funds. To make it ADA client, we already have a ramp. It's just in front of everybody.
Well, to get scooters down there and turn around and get them back in takes a lot of maneuvering.
Yeah, that'll be pretty tricky. We get her done, though.
Right, so everything stays. I'm going to work on four. with Cal's, and then you add covering practice arena, and I just put
the existing
possibly
arena.
Lighted. If it's not that much more and there's funding for it, it would be worth it.
Well, that arena already has lights, so
okay.
I mean, it's wired for it.
Okay.
So it might just be having to redo the, what kind of lights.
Yeah, okay.
Just a question for Janice. What would it take to do this special property tax assessment that Gene was talking about?
It's got to go
on the ballot.
On the ballot.
It has to be a ballot. But then we'd also have to figure out what that project's going to be. And that's the ignum. You're going to affect every person in this valley. So what is this valley, a majority of this valley, going to buy into to be able to tax themselves?
Do you need a majority? That's what you need?
I would think so.
Because you could put several projects on the ballot, but you need a majority on one of them.
No. It's not projects. It's the tax.
Mm-hmm. No, but you could put, like, on the ballot several options.
No.
People can vote.
Tax or no tax. And then you decide afterwards what
we're going to try to figure out what the project's worth, where we can convince people that they're willing to put a tax on. Then you put the ballot tax on, the tax goes, we start generating funds, and we build a project when the funds
come. And obviously 2020 is the year to do it, because it's probably going to have lots of people coming up to vote. So a lot of folks would see the question. And you'd be surprised, you might get 90% yeses, you might get 90% noes.
Do you list the so you don't list the chosen project on there?
Nope.
So
no.
People see they're going to pay more taxes, but they don't see
it.
That
it would explain it would be for Parks and Rec, or it would be for additional recreation in the area. It's okay. Been done. It's so been similar. Like Gene said, it's been done in Moapa, so we would have to look at.
And I'm sure there would be a lot of discussion before, and I'm sure it ended up in the paper, and people would kind of hear about some of the things that they're thinking about for the additional Park and Rec or whatever that we're doing. But it would still just be a ballot for the tax. And then they'd have to figure out what that would be, how
but
much
would
that
be
would
in
be.
What about schools? Can the taxes be to schools and education in the valley, or just?
Some of your taxes already go to the schools in the valley.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff go to the schools.
So it only be Park and Rec?
Well, no, it can be whatever you guys want to tax them yourself to build. I don't know that we need more schools than we have now.
No, more schools, just
more money into the schools.
Oh, more programs.
Programs.
Yeah, I don't know how that'd work. Because
like
the problem is we don't have control of the funds.
CCSD.
And so you get the money and it goes to the main office and never gets distributed back to the valley. Then we're just
we
as stuck as we are now.
We have the same taxes. We can have keep it for our programs for the kids here.
No. Mm-mm. No, not if it's for the schools. It goes to CCSD. And then they decide how they distribute that.
If the state decides what they're keeping before they send it to CCSD.
Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed at their budget.
I work for a school district.
It's
I know.
Huge.
So it could be Parks and Rec that does a program for the schools in our community, like separate programs. Not going through CCDC, but our Parks and Recs creating programs, after-school programs for the kids.
Which they do now.
They do that now,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can do programs.
Yes. In the recreation areas, not inside the schools.
Right.
Most of what they do now, at least, and if I'm wrong, is most of that, it's not a, it is some cost to you, but doesn't a lot of that support itself?
Yeah.
Most of the, whether it's soccer or some of the different things that they do,
self-generated
revenue, they're not really needing the additional revenue to do that. And they get the people during those events, they hire them and to help run
those.
Well,
there's mostly volunteers.
But there's volunteers and there's people hired too.
And you can talk
I know all about the volunteers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is there anything else you guys want to hear what's on the list? Why don't we read the list to them, just because they weren't here when all the list was.
Okay.
All right, you want me to read it?
Yeah, you can read it right here.
All right, here we go. Under Park and Rec, number one, finish ball fields, add a play area for children, add shade for the bleachers with misters. Number two, fix the rodeo arena bleachers. That's my pet peeve, but whatever. Description is bleachers need to be brought down to ADA standards, including handicap accessible seating. Lack of visibility is an issue because the bleachers are the same height. The board would like the walkway to be lowered so avoid visibility issues with the event goers and going to concessions and using the restroom. Okay, number three, the extension of the JR Junior Livestock existing awning heading into the area approximately 6 feet, so it goes clear to the building, so it doesn't have the gap in between. Okay, number four is a commercial septic, the fairgrounds, and that was for the RVs. And then number five was a 4-H building enlarged, the livestock building at the fairgrounds. Number six is add a splash pad to Loganville Park, similar to what they have up to Wampa. Number seven, new chairs with new storage racks for the community center. And number eight, now is the cover for the existing arena, possible lighting. The others that they have out there is a shooting area with lights. And we're talking about gun shooting area. And they're talking about that on the 200 acres east up in that area over there to build a shooting area for us to go out and shoot in. The board, and basically, they're not looking for the area to be built. They're looking for it to get the property released so they can make it a shooting area. There's people that already want to build it. And then construct the BMX track by the fire station where that pit is that was originally built for that we never did. Does anybody want to add or subtract? Because this is the final vote for tonight. Any other projects you guys got out there that you think that we...
No.
Should add? We're all happy? Now's the time to talk.
They look happy? They look happy, right?
They look really quiet. It's like
look
at a deer in the headlight. Kind of.
Nobody's snoring. We're all right.
Say your name.
Javier Gonzalez, the former tenant.
Okay.
I just want to get some answers. I live out in West Ingram, and I want to see... They said it was on the list to get paid, so that's what I'm here for.
That's a different list, but yeah. That one comes in...
West Ingram.
Where's the roads list is not here. Do you have roads on yours?
No.
No, that's not posted on the agenda. I mean, you can ask about it. You have to come in and see Amelia on Monday.
On Monday?
Yep, and she'll either tell you where it is on the list or add it to the list.
All right.
Okay, now we have comments for the general public.
I'm sorry, did you voted first and second motion? And
we're going to have to vote. This is our final vote.
Okay, we're voting on the list to add the cover existing arena and possible lighting for that. And the rest is read by Gene Houston for a possible motion.
Well, you just made the motion.
Okay, I made the motion. Then I'm motioning.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Okay. It's on the list.
Okay. Now it's comments by the general public. Devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the proposed agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name, spell your last name.
Just a very simple question. Doreen Street in Logandale, actually, I don't know if this is to you, Janice. I was hearing on the news in the paper about West Nile and the...
Don't believe the news.
Not out here. They're putting our zip codes out here as having it...
Which ones?
In 8040 was Overton. I'm not in Overton, but they did. It was in the paper and on the news that was one of the zip codes, so I was just curious which
for
one.
For West Nile virus?
Yeah.
I heard the mosquitoes had it up at the res last year.
They said they were within Las Vegas Valley, and then they said in outlying areas, and they mentioned the 89040 as having a case of West Nile. Well, that was questionable because the news changed it the next night, but they did say 40 as having a case of it. So I'm just curious if we've heard anything.
Okay, no, but it's SNHDLS.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard, no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other public comments? Okay, this meeting is adjourned then. Our next meeting is September 11th, 2019, and we're adjourned.
Thanks everybody for coming. You're always welcome. Let me know when you're all coming next time. I'll bring some goodies or something.